This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I haven't seen him yet, but we'll check on him. But, I mean, obviously it impacts the game with his ability on both ends of the floor. And, you know, it obviously changes sub patterns or changes the things that, you know, you're able to do matchup-wise and play call frequency-wise. So, yeah, I mean, I think we felt, but, you know, it's no excuse. You know, we had plenty of opportunities to do it, and hopefully he's ready for game two.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. That was Mazzulla on Kristaps Porzingis, his latest malady. Which it's quite a list with that guy.
So he was not on the injury report going into the game. No. It was a clean bill of health for everybody, including Holiday, who was the one guy we were most concerned with.
Correct.
Porzingis, you always are operating under some concerns, like Gronk, right? Yeah. Or Time Lord. You're always like, it's only a matter of time.
Right. He doesn't even need to step on the court. Just anytime he steps. Oh, boy.
I mean, he's in jeopardy of hitting a ceiling or like a doorway at all times, right? So you're just wondering, like, is he going to be... All right, but he plays the game. He's playing poorly, like a lot of the guys are, shooting poorly and playing poorly.
He fit in when he was out there, yeah.
And then he's out, and you're like, he's out sick. And you're like, what? You're like, it's not
COVID.
Guys, don't even think about COVID. We gave him a rapid test. It came back negative.
It's a non-COVID.
They have a pile of rapid tests still, and everybody dumped off there.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Guys,
we don't know. Clear the building. It is COVID. Clear the building.
Guys, we don't know what it is.
I have no idea.
It's not COVID.
Don't worry about non-COVID illness. It's like, wait, is the trots? Like, what? So what's the problem?
Right, is that the code word in 2025? Is when you trots. Say you're like, I got to go, I just can't stop crapping, you just call it a non-COVID illness
what
in
else,
your everyday life?
What else could prevent you from being on the floor? Like, if you start the game, it's not like you are, you know, have like the worst fever, headaches, and like you just can't even, the shakes, can't even get out of bed.
Throwing up, I mean, it could be that. But,
both ends. Yeah, he's going out of both ends.
Sure.
The game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe.
It's not COVID for Porzingis.
Yeah, seriously.
So wear your mask. Guys, everything's going to be fine.
Guys, whatever. Yeah, we wrap it
down. And you can visit OKCThunder.com for updates on upcoming games.
Great.
Awesome.
Tremendous.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, but I don't really understand. Like, all of a sudden something happened, and then he was done, and he was out of the game. So is it food poisoning? Is it something else? They were mentioned on the broadcast last night. They're like, he had stuff earlier in the year. We don't really know what it was. Remember, it was pretty mysterious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good
Remember,
point.
Remember, he had like a weird illness thing, and he was out for games, and we were trying to figure that out, too. What is it?
I'm not Wiggy blowing up the team, but I am a little fatigued with the Porzingis experience.
It's a lot.
There's a lot to complain about with the Celtics. A lot of bad news there. Are you fatigued with the Porzingis experience?
I'm kind of used to it, I think, right now. I think I would be more concerned as, I think, other teams that he was on. When he was the second best player, or, you know, when he first was with the Knicks, they were kind of billing him as like he was going to be the best player on the team.
Yep.
That's tough. Yep. He missed a whole season in there. Even when he's with Dallas, it was supposed to be him and Luka. So you're like, are you relying on him? Then he gets hurt. Here, he's at best your third guy, at worst, like your fifth or sixth guy. So it's like, I don't know. It's kind of like how you were able to get him. It's kind of part of the deal.
When I say done, it's just annoying.
Like no doubt it's annoying, but I'm kind of used to it, I guess.
Terp popped in the break.
Yeah.
This is not normally Terp's side of the street, but Terp popped in. He's like, take a look at Porzingis' playoff numbers in Boston.
Yeah. Well, he's had a lot of games where he didn't finish, right?
True.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
That skews some of the numbers.
Maybe that limits his total. Like last night.
What's his per 48?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I need to go back to my Skybox cards to get my 48-minute projections. Tatum in Boston. These are playoff
Porzingis.
Numbers. I'm sorry, Porzingis. It feels like Tatum last night. And you make a good point, Keith. He leaves a lot of games early, so that probably takes a chunk out of the numbers.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. The best ability is availability.
11 points per game.
Huh?
11.2. 4.9 rebounds a game. He's 7'3".
Yeah, you should fall into a few of those.
4.9 rebounds a game. 1.2 blocks. He is shooting. And this is not skewed at all by leaving the game early.
No, these are the numbers.
Under 48%, 398, 261 from three. That's in what? That is 13 playoff games in Boston and 10 starts.
Pure hoops.
That is
pure hoops right
there. Pure gross hoops out of Porzingis.
I thought this was a good matchup for him, though.
Me too.
You know, he had two games against the Knicks in the regular season. He averaged just under 25 points per game in those games. I thought he was going to be really good. We saw him play 13 minutes last night and had to check himself out so he could go sit on the potty. So, tough night all around.
But it's not COVID.
Guys, don't worry about that.
We have ruled out COVID.
You guys are freaking out about that. He's all hopped up on the vaccine. We took two rapids and we sent one out. We're getting that results back soon.